Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. When we left off yesterday, I asked this question: how can we receive the mercy of God? I propose to you that indeed God's mercy exists for us today as much as it did for the people who received the mercy of Jesus that we've looked at thus far. We've been in Mark 1, Mark 6, Mark 8, and Mark 9, and also dipped into parallel New Testament passages to experience the marvelous mercy of our Lord. And we've seen that God, who never changes, has always been a merciful God. The Scripture demonstrates this reality. But how can we receive the mercy of God in our lives? I'm going to read to you a parable Jesus told over in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18. This is Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. And Jesus also told this parable to some people who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and viewed others with contempt. Two men went up into the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and was praying this to himself: God, I thank you that I'm not like other people, swindlers, unjust, adulterers, or even this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I pay tithes of all that I get. But the tax collector, standing some distance away, was even unwilling to lift up his eyes to heaven and was beating his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other, for everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. These are the words of Jesus in Luke 18. In order to experience the mercy of God, we need to follow the example of the tax collector. The tax collector is our tutor. There are two Jewish men who went up to the temple to pray. One of them is a Pharisee, a Jewish religious leader. Notice Jesus says that when this man prayed, he prayed to himself. That's in verse 11. And when he prays to himself, he goes on and on about how righteous he is. He's a very self-righteous man. He expects God to receive his prayer because of his own good works and how perfectly he thinks he keeps the law of God. But Jesus says he was praying to himself. Jesus is so straightforward in his condemnation of this Pharisee's prayers. And then Jesus contrasts this Pharisee with the tax collector. Listen again to what characterizes the tax collector. First, he stood some distance away. This is important. The tax collector actually took his prayer posture from the very teaching of Jesus. Let me read to you one of the many instructions Jesus gives us about prayer. This is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Jesus said, "When you pray, you are not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they may be seen by men. Truly, I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close your door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." The tax collector understood this. He stood some distance away. He was not praying to be seen and to be heard by others. He was not praying to show how holy he was. That's first. Second, he was not even looking up to heaven. This reminds me of the prayer of Ezra, the priest of God, back in the book with this same name. I'm thinking of Ezra chapter 9 and verse 6. Listen to this prayer of repentance made by Ezra for the sins of his people. "And I said, O my God, I am ashamed and embarrassed to lift up my face to you, my God, for our iniquities have risen above our heads, and our guilt has grown even to the heavens." That's Ezra 9, verse 6. This tax collector in Jesus' parable prayed as Ezra prayed because both men were ashamed and embarrassed by their sin against God. They were so distraught over their sin that they didn't even look up to God in heaven when they prayed. Instead, they recognized their deep need for God's mercy by looking down in shame. And notice third, this tax collector was beating his breast. Now, what in the world is this all about? We do not normally look across the church during a prayer time and see a person beating their breasts, pounding on their chests as they pray. In fact, I've never seen this. Have you? What this means biblically is that the man is experiencing deep sorrow for his sin. He's in so much distress that he has become miserable. He knows that his sin separates him from God, and so in his prayer, he gets physical. Luke uses this phrase again in his gospel, this time at the cross of Christ. Over in chapter 23 and verse 48, Luke describes the crowd as beating their breast after Jesus gave up his life on the cross. Now, why were they beating their breasts? They knew Jesus was innocent. Human sin put Christ on the cross. The crowd was distraught at what had been done to Jesus. They were sorrowful, and that's the same with this tax collector back in Luke 18. I'm talking about what characterizes the tax collector in this parable, and thus far I've said three things. First, he stood some distance away. Second, he was not even looking up to heaven. Third, this tax collector was beating his breast. And now fourth, he pleads for God's mercy. Listen again to Luke chapter 18 and verse 13. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Did you hear it? God, be merciful to me. The tax collector recognized the only way his sins could be forgiven would be if God gave him mercy. And I submit to you that this is the pattern we should follow if we also want to receive the mercy of God. Jesus approves of the tax collector's approach. Our posture ought to be like that of him, not the Pharisee. So how do we receive the mercy of God? Well, let me put it to you this way. In humility, ask God to be merciful to you. In humility, ask God to be merciful to you. We've got to shake our pride. We have to be people who are truly, genuinely sorry for our sin against God and against others. In fact, for what do we require God's greatest mercy? We most require his mercy for our sin. And pride is sin. So repent of our pride. This is a good time to tell you that the Greek word for merciful in Luke chapter 18 and verse 13 here is not the same word for mercy or compassion that we saw in Mark's gospel. The word merciful here is related to how God forgives our sin. Merciful here is related to sin. And to ask for this mercy is to ask God to appease his wrath for our sin and to satisfy his wrath for our sin in Christ. It is to appeal to the mercy of God found in the death of Christ on the cross for our sin. The tax collector understands this is the mercy he's asking God for. And so the tax collector's whole posture in prayer comes because he understands the depths of his sin and recognizes his only hope is in the mercy of God for him. And we, of course, know that mercy is found in Christ. So stand some distance away, pray in secret, not so that others see you. Look down in humility, not up in pride. Beat your breast, ask for mercy. Proverbs 3, 1 Peter 5, and James 4 all say that God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And this is precisely what Jesus says at the very end of the parable. This is Luke chapter 18 and verse 14. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Let me read the words of Jesus again. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but he who humbles himself will be exalted. Beg for God's mercy to help you in whatever way you need it, and do this by acknowledging your weakness, your total inability to help yourself, and your abject humility before an all-knowing, and all-loving, and all-holy and merciful God. And God will give you his mercy. Jesus affirms this also in verse 14. Jesus ends the parable, "I tell you, this man went to his house justified rather than the other." Who is the "this man" who was justified before God? It's the tax collector. Who did God give his mercy to? Not the Pharisee, but rather the humble tax man. And whom will God give his mercy to today? Not the self-righteous, prideful person who thinks they are just perfect, the one who thinks they have it all together, the one who thinks God just ought to shine his big light of approval and be dazzled by such a person. No, God gives his mercy to the humble man and woman and child. God gives his mercy to the beggar, to the lowly, and to the person who has come to the end of themselves and acknowledges before God, "Be merciful to me, the sinner." Now, this will be hard for a lot of us to do, right? Right now, too many of us are like the Pharisee in the parable. We're a prideful people. We want God's mercy, but we're unwilling to be humble to receive it. So what are we to do about this? Well, I have a suggestion. Pray a very uncomfortable and downright scary prayer. Ask for God to make you humble. But be forewarned, God answers prayer. That's why the Pharisees never prayed this prayer. And you might not pray it either, but whether or not you do, God has a way of humbling all of us. I know from personal experience that he does. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Will you pray such a prayer? I hope so. I also hope you'll join me again tomorrow, for God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.